This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's Dan on Fun Kids. Now we're in the studio with YouTube sensations Joe and Britt. Girls, how are you doing?
We're doing great.
Okay, we do this all the time. Yeah. We say the same thing at the same time without realizing.
Yeah, exactly. That so wasn't planned.
Right, well, let's see if you can do it unplanned then. After three, give me a word. Any word that you can think of after three, you've put yourself under pressure. One, two, three.
Joe and Britt.
There you go. I don't know how I feel about me asking you to say any word and you say your own name, by the way.
I looked over.
We cheated.
It's lovely to have you here over in the UK. You're very excited. I was saying that on the scale of like British people, I'm known as being quite excitable, quite enthusiastic, but you girls are just like next level.
The competition's on, I'm telling you. Yeah. We'll see who could be more excited this interview.
I hope that it's just because you're over here in the UK. So how are you finding being here in London, in the UK?
Oh, I love it. This is my third or fourth time coming to the UK, and I love it. Every time I've come, I've gotten to see more and more of it. And this is the first trip where it's like I actually get to explore and see the city, and it's great. I love coming here.
How about you, Joe?
Oh, I'm loving it. I've always wanted to come to the UK. That's been a dream of mine. It's been on my bucket list forever. So doing it for this has been so cool.
And you're here to see loads of your fans, loads of people that love YouTube, that love The Next Step. Mm-hmm. How's that? How's reaction been to you when you've been here in the country with them?
Well, I mean, we've only been here for about a day, so we haven't actually met any of the fans quite yet. We have a meet and greet coming up. But just when we announced that we were coming, the reaction was insane. Like, they were so excited. We released it on a live stream about a month and a half ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they freaked out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Talk to me about meet and greet plans then, because I see this a lot. It's like the YouTube. We do the meet and greets, and I think you girls can do something like more exciting.
Oh, we're gonna just like get to know the fans. We might like do a little Q&A and everything, and like just like get to know them a little bit more.
Now, I've never been to Canada.
Oh my god.
What are the main
Oh my goodness.
What are the main differences then, like between the UK where we are?
The accents.
Definitely the accents. You know what we noticed? We can't find a garbage on the street anywhere.
Yeah. Like in the streets, they're like so far apart. We have garbages like every three steps.
Oh my gosh,
Toronto.
Yeah.
But here.
So then have you noticed a lot of rubbish and litter just on the streets because
No, we haven't. Which is so weird. I don't understand how you guys do it.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is I'm feeling like an odd national pride for this. Us Brits are rubbish at everything. It's the World Cup in football and soccer in a few weeks. So we're going to be awful at that, but we can pick up our litter. So girls, you've known each other since high school, right?
Yeah.
Why did you get into YouTube? Why did this all start for you?
Well, I was actually the one that brought this to Joelle because I wanted to start my own YouTube channel. And I was like, I don't really know if I want to do it by myself. I felt kind of weird being in front of a camera. And I thought it would also be kind of cool to do these kinds of things with someone. So I actually approached Joelle when we were like we were out like at a martini bar, and I was like, Joelle, we should totally start our own YouTube channel. And she was like, okay.
And I kind of at first thought, I was like, ah, she's just saying that. Like, I'm sure we'll do one video and stop. But then it gained momentum, and we had so much fun doing it that we're like, wait, let's actually do this.
Well, Britt, kind of making your name on The Next Step and now moving into YouTube, what are the differences for you in how they work? And do you prefer one way of getting to know your audience than the other?
Well, the main difference for me is just that for YouTube, you literally get to create your own content. So I think that's my favorite part, is we have complete control over what we put out there. And it's cool because I find with YouTube, I can actually communicate more with the fans. Because with The Next Step and TV, you're doing your script and, you know, you're playing a character. Whereas this is me literally just being myself on camera. So it's really cool that we get to kind of have that opportunity.
And Joe, what's it like for you, as you say, working with your best mate, someone that's done the whole TV thing, and you're now kind of making videos online together for a whole load of fans? You just want to see the way you are.
Yeah, it's really fun. And I mean, Britt, I think even like going into this, when she asked me, we were out with another friend of ours who's also an actress, and I'm an actress as well. So she kind of thought, you know what, like, you know how to be on camera, so do I. We have personalities that blend really well together. We say the same words all the time. So it's been really cool, though, because I haven't seen this outcome just from the roles that I've done back home. So seeing the fans kind of connect with us, and you get to interact with them online, especially through our videos, has been really, really cool. It's a neat experience.
Now, it's not just the YouTube fans that are dedicated. Britt, I know over here in the UK, we love The Next Step so much. What's the kind of fandom been like that for you? Because they're such a dedicated bunch.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's been great. They're awesome. It's crazy because like 99.9% of the fans are just like, they're so supportive of anything that I put out there. And that's why when Joe and Britt kind of came on the radar, the fans were, they like jumped at it. They were totally down to like join the fandom for Joe and Britt. So it was really cool to kind of share something new with them, and they were cool with that transition. So yeah, they've been super dedicated and awesome. So now, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
When you get onto YouTube, there's kind of like standard games that people play. When you're on YouTube, you know, we do the looking back at old photos thing. We do the let's see how many marshmallows we can fit in our mouth thing. How do you girls come up with new ideas? Do you sit down? Do you have like mind mapping sessions?
Okay, we actually put a video out on how we create content because we are so bad at it. We literally sit and we spend so long drinking coffee and talking and eating, and we're like, okay, now we actually have to think of something.
Yeah, we're like squirrels. So like everything distracts us. Everything. So it takes us probably 3 hours to do a video that should have taken us 15 minutes. But I guess that's kind of where we find our fun in it.
Yeah.
And then we also take a lot of suggestions from fans because you kind of find that they all suggest the same content at the same time. So for a long time, they wanted the boyfriend versus best friend challenge, which is one we recently did. Or they want more vlogs, so we're vlogging this whole UK trip just so that they can see what our experience has been like behind the scenes. So we take a lot of suggestions.
Yeah. I once did some work with YouTubers, and you know, I think there's a common conception around people that, well, YouTubers, they're just making videos to go online. That's not real work. But it is a lot of work, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge commitment.
And that's why it helps that there's two of us, because we can kind of split the load, especially on the editing process. Like, that's what takes the most time, I find.
Yeah, especially when, like, because we're both actors, so when we book other roles, and then we're like, oh, I have a lot more free time because you're working, or vice versa, the other person can kind of pick up that load, which is nice.
Yeah.
And what are the favorite games and, like, challenges that you've done on your channel so far?
My favorite was the 7-second challenge. Oh, I loved that one.
Yeah,
have you heard of it?
So much fun.
Go on, tell me.
Okay, so you have 7 seconds to do something. So I'll tell you, you have 7 seconds to do a cartwheel, and I have to count to 7. And if you do it in 7 seconds, you win. But if not, you have to do like however many like jumping jacks or push-ups or something.
Yeah, we made it physical.
Yeah.
What was the most outrageous thing that you managed to get done in 7 seconds?
I did do a cartwheel, and you didn't think
she
I could.
A cartwheel.
She was impressed.
I was really impressed.
Felt good about myself.
No, well, I asked her to run down the stairs and back up. She couldn't do it. No, but
I didn't even try. I'm like, I'll just start the jumping jacks now.
Actually, there's not enough room in the studio. I could absolutely do a cartwheel in 7 seconds.
Okay.
I don't know if afterwards you want to video it and you know, make my own dedicated video for your channel, whatever. We can do that. That's fine. Well, I've looked on the YouTube, and there's a few other next steppers that are giving some rivalries to you. I saw Bren do a channel. What do you think about those?
I think they're great. They're so awesome, great. Of course. Come on, we have to be supportive.
Yeah, we love Brit and Bren, and we did a video with them too, actually. We need to do more with them.
I know.
We haven't seen them in a while, but they're great. They're so much fun.
I was thinking that we'd do a game, and we'd see how well you know each other, okay? So this is dead simple. I've got some sheets of paper in front of me. I've got two, like, thick black Sharpie pens. We're going to split it up between you.
Okay.
And I'm going to do, like, Mr. and Mrs. style questions.
Oh,
dead simple.
Oh, gosh. I'm ready to go.
Here we go.
Don't look at my answers.
I don't. Don't cheat.
This is for you, Britt, and you need to answer as well. You both write down your answer.
Okay.
Britt, what video do you think Joe wants to make in the future? What's her most keen video that she wants to get done? No peeking. I saw you cheat in the game earlier.
I didn't.
Earlier,
I did. But okay. Not this.
I didn't cheat this one either.
You ready?
Okay. Yes.
So, 3, 2, 1, reveal.
Yes.
Britt teaches Joe to dance. She got the same one.
Woo.
Well done. Yeah. So, what dance would you be taught, Joe, by Britt?
Oh, anything. I am not a good dancer, and that is well known by everyone who knows me.
She's a gymnast, so she can do flips. She can do a back tuck. So she has coordination. I think you'll be good.
So, Britt, what's the best type of dancing that you can do? Like, if I was gonna pin you down to one move, what would you whip out for me?
I think a move. Okay, that is a hard question. That's because I don't know. Like, I like grooving and like doing different like stylistic stuff. Like, I'm not really like a tricky dancer. I can do tricks and stuff, but for me, like, something I love to do is just like do little grooves and stuff. So I mean, I guess style is hip hop then.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay,
she's good at hip hop.
I'll get in on this. this lesson as well, if that's okay.
Okay.
Cool. Right, Joe. This is for you to answer, Britt. I need you to write down the answer as well. Who is Britt's best friend of all the Next Step guys? I put you both on the spot here because you need to whittle them all down. I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Of everyone on the Next Step? Okay.
Everyone on the Next Step, yeah. Who is Britt's best friend?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm thinking of a couple. There's so many. Okay.
I'm gonna... Okay.
So frantic scribbling down. Have you got a few in mind, Joe? Were you running through a few?
I put one or the other.
I think I'll let this go. And Brit's had to, like, betray a whole bunch of the cast here. Right, let's see then. In 3, 2, 1, reveal.
Oh, okay, I got one of them.
Oh, Brennan, okay. Vic or Brennan.
Vic or Brennan.
Right, well, here's the big question. Joe, you put down Vic or Brennan. Brit, what's wrong with Vic? What's your problem with
him? Nothing is wrong with Victoria. Victoria's lovely. She's awesome. The only reason why I put Brennan is because, like, Victoria moved to LA recently, so I haven't seen her in so long, and me and Brennan are still really close, so I was like, okay.
Are you punishing her because she's moved away from
you? Yes. Victoria, if you're listening. No, I'm kidding.
Come back home.
Come back home, please.
Right, here we go. Brit, this is for you to answer on Joe. You went to high school together. What was Joe's favourite subject at high school? You see, you've got slightly easy. You don't have to betray any of your friends.
No, I know.
Looking hard on me. Okay.
Right, that was very quick. All right, so it's going to be dead easy. You better get it right.
I really
in
hope
3, 2, 1, reveal.
No, what?
Oh, writer's craft.
Drama class.
The only reason why I wrote writer's craft is because that's where we met, Joelle.
Shoot,
that
I suck.
That was a cute moment.
That would have been cuter.
You've spelt writer's wrong. I don't want to embarrass you on national radio, but it's...
You don't want to embarrass me, but you
did. I've already done. I already did it with you betraying
spelling,
Vic as well.
Spelling is not...
Yeah, clearly English
was
not
her attacking Brittany. No, I'm kidding.
So, what's wrong with writer's craft, Jo?
No, I liked writer's craft. I just like drama better.
She's an actress, Brit. Come on.
I know. Well, it's just because writer's craft was so much fun, and that's where we met.
She was being cute.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
This is for you, Jo. What's been Brit's favourite thing about the trip to the UK so far?
Oh, no.
I mean, you've only spent a day here.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to spell this.
Oh, then that's got me.
You don't know how to spell anything, Brit, so that's fine.
It's true.
Sure.
Yeah, sure, that's
sound
fine.
Out.
Yeah.
My mom's going to be so not proud.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. Oh, okay.
I put
a this or that again. I'm kind of cheating.
Joelle.
I'm sorry.
That's right. That's fine. Okay, in 3, 2, 1, reveal. Architecture, food,
architecture.
Or handsome men?
Or handsome men.
So.
Okay.
Okay, the reason I said that is because we had great food yesterday and we couldn't stop raving about it.
What did you eat?
We went to the Caramel Lounge, or Caramel Food.
Caramel restaurant.
And we had everything. We had mac and cheese bites. We had steak. We had really good truffle pasta. Really good drinks. And then also, everywhere we look, there's a handsome man, like Ben, on every corner. So
that's more Joelle's thing. She's like,
okay, maybe.
You've painted Brit out to be very indecisive.
Yeah.
It's like she likes this person or this person. And the only thing that she... Also, she's put architecture down. That's brainy stuff. She's coming to London, one of the greatest cities of architecture in the world, and I mean, she likes mac and cheese and a gorgeous guy every now and then. That's fine. Right, here we go, the last one. Brit, this is for you.
Okay.
I was watching your accent challenge video earlier.
Oh no.
What was Joe's greatest accent that she did in your accent challenge video?
I don't know.
Joe was very quick down there on the scribble. Okay, she knows it instantly.
I think this one, maybe.
Okay.
Well, we know it's not British.
Oh.
We know that.
Now I remember.
You remember?
Here we go. All right. So in 3, 2, 1, the big reveal.
No.
Valley Girl.
Patois.
Oh, Patois? No.
Well, there you go.
Valley Girl also. But
Valley
that's
Girl.
Not an accent.
She's like Valley Girl. Yeah, but that was one. That was in our, like.
It was in. That's true.
In your thing.
It was in the thing. The Valley Girl was nailed. You're right. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, give me best British accent then. Now you're here. Come on.
Okay,
you've come into the studio. You're performers. I've got to put you on the spot.
Can you give us a sentence to say?
So just say, we're Joe and Brit and you're listening to Fun Kids.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Oh, gosh.
Are we doing the same time?
Yeah, we'll do like 3, 2, 1.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
We're Joe and Brit and you're listening to Fun Kids Radio.
Okay, well done. Thank you so much for coming in the studio, girls.
That was awful.
So bad. I've tried really hard because I love British accents. I think they're so cool, but I always morph them with like Irish and Australian.
A lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Incredible. Well, Joe, Brit, girls, thank you so much for coming on Fun Kids. Good luck with your meet and greet and have fun in the UK.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having
us.
It's so much fun.
We're Joe and Brit and you're listening to Fun Kids Radio.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.